This is Jamie Pauls. Today I would like to discuss the Olympus DS2 Digital Voice Recorder. I would like to give a brief overview of the product and demonstrate some of its key features. I was fortunate enough to purchase my unit from Circuit City for around $77, give or take a little. It can currently be purchased from Amazon.com for $118.99 at the time of this recording, which is November 4th, 2005. Recording formats for the unit are DSS, when the player is set at LP and SP, and WMA, when the unit is set on HQ, SSP, and SHQ, which would be stereo high quality. The unit has built-in 64 megabytes of memory, and the record times are as follows. On LP, 22 hours, 20 minutes. SP, 10 hours, 25 minutes. HQ, 4 hours, 20 minutes. SSP, 2 hours, 10 minutes. And SHQ, 1 hour and 5 minutes. The unit allows recording into 5 folders, labeled A, B, C, D, and E, with 199 messages being stored in each folder. Sampling frequencies for the unit are as follows. SHQ, 44.1 kHz, or 128 kbps. SSP, 44.1 kHz, or 64 kbps. HQ, 44.1 kHz, or 32 kbps. SP, 12 kHz, or 13.7 kbps. LP, 8 kHz, or 6.3 kbps. Overall frequency response, SHQ, 100 Hz to 17 kHz. SSP, 100 Hz to 8 kHz. HQ, 100 Hz to 7 kHz. SP, 200 Hz to 5 kHz. LP, 200 Hz to 3 kHz. The unit is equipped with a 3.5mm earphone jack and a 3.5mm microphone jack. It accepts two AAA batteries with an approximate battery life of 18 hours. The width of the unit is 1.48 inches. The height is 4.88 inches. The depth is 0.69 inches. And the weight with batteries is 2.82 ounces. Has a 1-year warranty of parts and labor. In the box you will find the recorder, a USB docking station, USB cable, stereo earphones, a carrying case, software, two AAA batteries, and a print user's manual. The software is completely inaccessible as far as I can tell. You will know that the unit is properly oriented for physical description because the microphone jack is on the top of the unit. Along the left side of the unit, you will find a hold switch. The up position is hold. That is also the position that it's preferable to keep the unit in order to minimize the drain on the battery. The earphone jack is directly below the hold switch. On the right side of the unit is, at the top, a square button, which is the index button. It's actually more of a rectangular button, I suppose, with a nub on the top. This is also the up arrow button. I have not had a chance to experiment with the index button, but as I understand it, according to the manual, you can mark a place in a file and then use the forward and back controls to, instead of going from file to file, actually move to a specific point in a file. Below the index button is the menu set button. Below that is the folder button, which also acts as the down arrow button. Below that button is the erase button. And below that is a volume control. All of the buttons that I have described up to this point are rectangular, and they go horizontally across the unit. The volume control is a longer rectangular button that is vertical. The front of the unit consists of two rows of buttons. The top row has two buttons. The left is record, the right is stop. The bottom row has three buttons. The left is rewind, the middle is play, and the far right button is forward. The first thing you will need to do when you first receive your unit is to install the supplied AAA batteries. If you hold the unit face down with the microphone jack pointing to the left, you will feel on the back of the unit toward the right-hand side, nearest you, the grooved hinge for the battery compartment door. If you will place your thumb directly on that groove and push down and forward rather firmly, the door should pop open. I found this to be difficult to do at first, and I was very reluctant to apply the pressure necessary until my wife, who is sighted, went through the process with me for the first time. The first thing that will need to be done after the batteries are loaded will be to set the date and time. I did not attempt this. My wife did it for me. I have no idea if the date and time default to a certain setting. It's possible that it could be done without sight, but as I say, I did not attempt it. It's now time for us to make our first recording. So, with the unit positioned properly, I actually have it in its leather case, by the way, I'm going to flip the hold switch down, which obviously causes the controls to operate properly, and I'm going to press the top left button on the recorder. This is a test recording of our Olympus DS2 digital voice recorder. Now you'll notice that when I press the record button, we heard a beep confirming that we were recording. When I pressed the stop button, we received a double beep confirming that we had stopped. The beeps are turned on by default on this unit. The middle button on the bottom is the play button, and as soon as you've recorded a file, the unit defaults to the beginning of that file. So I'm going to press play.
This is a test recording of our Olympus DS2 digital voice recorder.
And you heard the beeps to indicate that we were at the end of the file, and also that we were at the last file in the recorder. And we'll demonstrate that in a second. I've now made a second test recording, and let's listen to it.
This is a second test recording with our Olympus DS2 digital voice recorder.
We received the two beeps, one telling us that it was the end of the file, the second telling us we were at the end of the files in the unit. What happens if I press the rewind button and play?
This is a test recording of our Olympus DS2 digital voice recorder.
We move to the previous file. What happens if we press play?
This is a second test recording with our Olympus DS2 digital voice recorder.
And again, left arrow.
This is a second test recording with our Olympus DS2 digital voice recorder.
I was hoping that would happen, because I have found some inconsistencies in pressing left and right or backward and forward on this unit. I have not had the unit long enough to know if it's something I am doing wrong or if it is just some sort of an inconsistency in the unit itself. So I think that it's a good idea to really know where you are on this unit.
This is a test recording of our Olympus DS2 digital voice recorder.
Now I just pressed play a second time after I started it, and it speeded the file up. That's another feature of this unit.
This is a second test recording with our Olympus DS2 digital voice recorder.
So you can see how that works. I'm going to hit back arrow twice.
This is a test recording of our Olympus DS2.
I've pressed stop. I'm going to press play again.
Digital voice recorder.
So you can see that pressing stop actually pauses the unit and this place that you stopped. And when you press play again, you go back to where you were. You also heard the one set of beeps that let you know that that was not the last file in the series or in the unit. And of course, just pressing play will move you to the next file.
This is a second test recording with our Olympus DS2 digital voice recorder.
So that brings up a very interesting question. How do you go about deleting files on this unit and making sure that you've deleted what you intend to delete? It's really not complicated at all, and I'm going to take you through the process. The first thing that it's important to do is to make sure that you are on the file that you want to be on. So I'm going to press the back button.
This is a test recording.
That is where I want to be. On the right-hand side of the unit, at the very bottom, is the volume control. Up from that is the erase button. The button up from that is the down arrow button. The button above that is the menu set button. When you press erase, the first option you are on is cancel. So in order to confirm that you want to delete a file, you need to press the down arrow button. And then in order to execute that, you need to press the menu set button. So deleting a file is actually as simple as pressing three buttons in a row: erase, down arrow, menu set. So I'm actually going to do that now. Nice little musical tone for you. So we should find then one file.
This is a second test recording with our Olympus DS2 digital voice recorder.
And there you have it. It's really that simple. Before I engage in a less formal discussion of this unit and talk about the menu options themselves, I would like to set one menu item for you just to show you how it's done and actually how simple it is to do. I'm going to press the menu set button, which is from the top. It's the second one down. I'm going to hold it until it beeps. I'm now on record mode. I'm going to press the down arrow button. I'm going to press menu set again. I'm on mic sensitivity. It's currently set to dictation. I'm going to press the up arrow button to conference. I'm going to press menu set. And I'm going to press the stop button to exit the menus. Now I'm going to make a third test recording. This is a third test recording using the Olympus DS2 digital voice recorder. And we're going to play that back for you.
This is a third test recording using the Olympus DS2 digital voice recorder.
And you should be able to tell that that's actually considerably louder in volume than the first recording. The menu items themselves do not wrap around according to the submission that I received from Mary Emerson. I did discover, however, that at least when setting the microphone sensitivity, that option does wrap. So you could just keep pressing down arrow and go from conference to dictation to conference. That's not a problem on an option that just has a couple of items There are a couple of menu items where I can see that that could be a little bit problematic, but it wouldn't be too difficult to make some test recordings and judge where you are in your recording setup. This unit is quite simple to use in its basic features. It has some powerful features as well. You can set alarms, you can have tones for the alarm, or you can use a voice file for the alarm. You can actually use the folder or repeat button to mark parts of a file that you want to hear over again, according to the manual. So if you press repeat to start selecting and then press repeat again, then it will just simply repeat a portion of a file. And then in order to stop that, you can either hit repeat again or press the stop button. I've actually not used that feature, but it sounds fairly straightforward. And many other nice little features that I can't even think of at the moment that probably would not be of much interest to myself, but nevertheless are available. The software, unfortunately, is not accessible, and it's a shame because it sounds as though, especially with the Plus version of the software, there's not much of anything you couldn't do from the PC. And it's a shame that it's not available to us, but from what I've read on the lists and from what I've experienced myself, there's really no point in even installing the software. I was actually going to demonstrate the process of hooking the unit to the computer via the USB cable, but really it's so straightforward I don't even really see the need to. You connect it, it shows up as a drive, in my case drive E. You have folders, folder A, folder B, C, D, E. You go into the folder that you have recorded in, and your files are numbered. It's easy just to press enter on them, play them with your media player of choice. I would copy them to a different folder before I renamed them. I mean, I would not attempt any file management on the unit itself. In fact, the manual says not to do that from Windows Explorer. So I would not attempt that. There would be no reason that I can see. Just simply copy them over to a folder where you can manipulate them and do what you want to with them. I'm very pleased with this unit. I do not yet have a pair of really nice microphones, binaural or any other. I intend to purchase them in the future and do a sound seeing tour or two for the podcast. But really, I will use this little recorder more for practical purposes, writing down checkbook information, jotting a quick phone number. I really like my PackMate, but it's a bit bulky to carry around all the time. And this recorder will serve a purpose that's quite needful for me. So I'm very pleased with it. I'm going to go through the menus that were submitted by Mary Emerson. She sent them to me along with the user manual. The user manual has been converted to text file, and I'm sure that either she or I would be more than willing to attach that to an email document for someone if they wished. You can contact me by emailing Jamie Pauls, JamiePauls, at sbcglobal.net. I'm honestly not sure where to obtain the PDF version of the manual. I'm going to go through the menu items now. The first menu item is record mode. The options are Stereo HQ, Stereo SP, Mono HQ, Mono SP, and Mono LP. Next menu item is mic sensitivity. Options are conference and dictation. Next menu item is file lock. Options are off and on. That keeps you from erasing a file that you don't want to erase. Next menu option is skip space. The options are file, skip 10 seconds, 30 seconds, 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So you can either skip the entire file or the options I just mentioned. Next menu item is backspace. The options are off, 1 second, 2 seconds. Next menu item is play speed. Options are 0.5 and 2. Next menu item is All Play. Options are off and on. That would cause it just to play one file after another consecutively without stopping. Next menu item is Alarm. Options are off and on. Next item is Timer Record, off and on. You can actually set specific times to record a file. Next menu item is Submenu, and we'll discuss that in a second. Next menu item from that is CVA, which is the voice activation feature that's off and on, so that it will stop recording and then start recording as soon as you speak. The submenu choices are as follows. Time date, backlight, and its options are off and on. Contrast, its options are LCD contrast. Next submenu item is beep, options are off and on. And then folder name. Next is comment. Next is format. And the options are cancel, start. Next submenu item is USB class. And the options are mass storage and audio class. It's set to mass storage by default, and that's where it needs to be in order for the computer to recognize it as a drive. I trust that this review will get you up and running with the unit. And of course, anyone on the Blind Cool Tech mailing list would be more than happy to give additional information as needed. Thank you very much and have a great day.